WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York, where a charter bus full of high school students has crashed, killing at least one person and injuring dozens. CBS's Wendy Gillette has the latest.
This is 45 miles northwest of New York City.
CBS News New York is reporting on the crash of a charter bus carrying members of the Farmingdale High School band from Long Island. It happened early this afternoon. Windows were knocked out on the bus, which ended up on its side along Interstate 84.
We're looking at first responders walking in the woods right now at some distance, maybe a couple of hundred yards from the bus.
It's unclear right now what caused the accident.
Ukraine's president's now meeting with President Biden at the White House after asking Congress for more military aid for its war with Russia. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
And it's important for us to stand behind Ukraine until victory is won. And I'm confident that that is certainly what House Democrats will continue to do.
Some Republicans oppose it, saying the U.S. can't keep writing blank checks.
The right voices at the right time.
Fox announced today founder Rupert Murdoch is stepping down as head of the company. Media expert Robert Thompson.
I'd be very surprised to see in the near future any noticeable differences. I don't think this is going to be a new Fox News.
Murdoch also ran News Corp, which owns papers like the Wall Street Journal and the New York Post. His son Lachlan takes over. A former White House aide is accusing former President Trump's former lawyer of groping her. Here's CBS's Adriana Diaz.
Cassidy Hutchinson says former President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, groped her. In an excerpt from Hutchinson's new book, obtained by The Guardian, she wrote of Giuliani, "His hand slips under my blazer, then my skirt. I fight against the tension in my muscles and recoil from Rudy's grip." Giuliani denied the allegations during an interview with Newsmax's Eric Boiling.
Totally absurd.
She claims it happened on January 6. Game of Thrones author George R.R. Martin has joined a class action lawsuit of authors suing OpenAI for reportedly violating their copyrights to fuel its chatbot. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
ChatGPT is making a fair use argument to overcome a copyright infringement charge. This is not like technology that eliminates toll booth workers. This involves stealing someone's imagination.
AI is also a point of contention between writers and major studios in Hollywood as they close in on a possible contract deal. Writers have been on strike there since May. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A $400 million high-end apartment project at the Mayfair Mall involves the developer purchasing land from the city of Wauwatosa. While the city is providing incentives for the project, including the sale of land at a discount, developer Barrett Lowe Visionary is contributing $1 million to the city's affordable housing efforts. That is more than the cost of the land. A government committee in Milwaukee County is talking about the return of in-person visits in the county jail. James Kelly has more.
The Finance Committee has unanimously approved a $150,000 study to assess the possibility of reintroducing in-person visitation, which hasn't been permitted at the Milwaukee County Jail for over 20 years. Safety was the reason the in-person visits were stopped.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots.
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets.
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves.
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full-face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, live on the road, Green Bay, Wisconsin, WGBW Studios, downtown. And I have a fine co-devil today at 8 Dom. It is Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Kristen, thank you for joining me here.
I am so happy to be here with you, Crute.
Kristen, this is your hometown, Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, it's where I live. I grew up in Kaukauna, so just south of here. But
that counts.
All northeast Wisconsin. We all hang together.
Now, we've got a bunch of fine guests that are going to join us here. We are on the road, and we are at the Fall in Love Tour, Hometown Tour 2023. Today brings me to Green Bay, and it's not the first time I've been here. We got a beautiful facility, and I got a great co-host.
And you almost said beautiful there, didn't you?
Well, you know, perhaps
begging
true,
for compliments.
But I would never characterize you as such on the radio. Dom gets very angry if I take note of someone's personal appearance.
Oh.
You're not wearing a sport coat. That was yesterday's argument.
Okay.
Kristen, you are a doctor in OBGYN by trade. These are troubling times in your profession. This is a hard time. I mean, for the last year, and I realize abortive care is not the only thing that OBGYNs do, but it's been banned. It's been illegal, or at least that's been the perception. A couple months ago, there was a court ruling, and we now know that Planned Parenthood is going to move forward once again, and has done so, I believe, beginning this week,
Now
doing abortive services once again. But Kristen, as a doctor, as an OBGYN, I mean, politicians have basically uprooted your industry, your profession.
Mm-hmm. I think it's really important to note that you can't just take abortion care out of women's health care. Abortion care is integrated into every piece of women's health care. Miscarriage management, contraception, helping somebody with a complicated pregnancy, helping people get pregnant, infertility treatment. There is an aspect of abortion care in each of those pieces. An ectopic pregnancy, a life-threatening ectopic pregnancy that implants in somebody's tube, is that an abortion or is it not? And these are the questions that we were facing immediately after Roe fell. We were wondering, what could we do in Wisconsin without putting ourselves at risk for a felony? This is a felony. It's a criminal charge.
Not for the mother, but mm-mm. for the physician performing that procedure, you'd be the felon.
Right. No penalties for patients, but 6 years in jail, up to 6 years in jail for doctors.
Dr. Lyerly, how has that changed your career?
Entirely. So like I said, we were very confused about what we could and could not do. And there's still a lot of confusion across the state about who can perform what and what is safe for us to do as providers. Madison and Milwaukee are shining examples of what the rest of the state hopefully will be able to do once we've got a final judgment. But most facilities, abortion care is provided not only at abortion clinics, but it's provided in hospitals and clinics across the state, especially when we're talking about miscarriage management or ectopic pregnancies. So we're just waiting for that final judgment before we can feel confident going back to caring for patients. For me personally, I am a plaintiff intervener with the Attorney General on the lawsuit seeking to determine whether the district attorneys are going to enforce this ban. We've never thought it was enforceable. It's really old. There have been other laws passed since then. So we don't think it's enforceable, but the penalties are so onerous that we have to take it seriously. So I'm with the Attorney General, and because of that, I just don't feel comfortable practicing here at all. So I've been practicing in rural parts of Minnesota, and then most recently, northern Arizona on the Hopi and Navajo Reservation.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I've got to find Code Devil today. She is Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She's an OBGYN. I am in Green Bay, Wisconsin. That's her adopted hometown, from Kaukauna. That's all the same.
I'm a proud ghost. I have to be proud about it.
And we do, and I mentioned we got some other fine guests joining us. A, we've got Pete Schwaba, who is a fine journalist, and will be filling in for me tomorrow right here on the Devil's Advocates. Pete joins at 4:20. We've got the current mayor of Green Bay, Wisconsin. I understand this is like one of the greatest cities to live in America. Number one, perhaps, since Mayor Eric Gingrich got elected, the Democrat.
Yes.
And Eric will join us here in studios, Dr. Lyerly, my co-devil and I, at 4:30 today. And then in the 5 o'clock happier happy hour, we've got Green Bay's own, Civic Media's own, Mino and the former mayor, Jim Schmidt. You know, so we've got rival administrations. Schmidt, Mino, and the mayor, they're coming at 5:30. We'll have a good time throughout. And you could be a part. We're taking the phones on the roads as well. 844-967-2789. One other promise I make. Mm-hmm. If you're in Green Bay and you come join us at, let's say, 6 o'clock down here on Washington Street at the WGBW studios, I'd probably buy you at least one beer.
Oh, come on.
That could be a lot of people.
Ned Kelly's is just a few doors down.
I know. We're going to the bar. Come on down. I will buy you a drink. Dr. Lyerly, let's talk about Green Bay for just a minute. I pulled up my voting analytics of your hometown. Mm-hmm. Green Bay, located in northeastern corner of the state in Brown County. That's where we're at right now. Roughly 105,000 people, known for its strong sense of community.
Yes.
Politically, Green Bay is active, an engaged town that is often votes as a Democratic stronghold. Every 2 years, citizens take part in local elections to choose their leaders. Yeah, we know that. But let's talk about Brown County. Brown County is the county that Green Bay is contained in. Brown County is leaning conservative. Mm-hmm. In Brown County, Wisconsin, where I'm right now with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, 45.5% of the people voted Democratic last presidential. Almost 53% voted Republican, 1.8% independent. Brown County voted Republican in 5 of the last 6 presidential elections only. Well, they voted for Obama. Mm-hmm. First time, not the second time. No two-term Obama.
These are independent people. These are people who think for themselves.
So here is what the map tells us. Brown County, Wisconsin, leans conservative. Green Bay is somewhat conservative, but Wisconsin as a whole is leaning liberal. Mm-hmm. Here's my question, Kristen. How do we turn Green Bay a little bit bluer?
Well, we're already seeing it, aren't we? Didn't we see it this spring with the
election? The Protosalitz election?
Yes.
What were the voting demographics here? I know you may not live and die by some of these numbers like I do. I'll look them up. I'll pull them up. But what was your impression of the spring election here locally?
I think that in Brown County and in northeastern Wisconsin, what we saw was people coming out and voting because they cared about everyone's individual right to make their own decisions about their own health care. manifesting primarily as abortion care.
Do you think the fact that Planned Parenthood now performing abortive care again in the state of Wisconsin, does that blunt this political issue perhaps?
I'm concerned that people are going to think that this is over because mm-hmm. it's far from over. I want people to understand that Madison and Milwaukee, this is great. They've got, they each have a clinic now, mm-hmm. but the rest of the state doesn't. And even before we lost Roe, we have so many really horrible barriers that prevent people from getting the care that they need here in Wisconsin. Thoughtful, evidence-based, compassionate care. We have so much more work to do here, and I think people are starting to understand with all of the information about, you know, abortion care, but also what this really means. We're having conversations we were afraid to have before. So on one hand, I am concerned that people are going to think that it's over, but on another hand, I think that people are so deeply engaged at this point and they're paying more attention that I feel hopeful.
I am also hopeful. Certainly the spring elective outcome statewide, and I know the protests say what's outperformed in a lot of mm-hmm. rural areas and a lot of redder areas. The troubling part for me, this is the 68th largest media market in America, mm-hmm. larger than Madison, Dane County. I don't think my friends in Madison realize Green Bay, Fox Valley is a bigger deal than we are. And this is a part of the state where the politics are a little more red. It's a little more conservative here, but it's a college town. It shouldn't be like that, Kristen. If we put, to my opinion, Lefty Talk Radio or whatever you call civic media in a town like Green Bay and we educate people and we have a fair argument, a dialogue about the facts, I think we win. I think we win, and I think we can win hearts and minds, and mm-hmm. I think we can do so right here in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and that's part of why I'm here partying with you today, sister.
Yes, it's all about the dialogue. It's all about having these conversations. This divisive political environment that we've seen, I mean, it's been growing for a long time, really since Newt Gingrich, right? But really, under Trump, we have just been afraid to have conversations with people who have different views. But when we go to values, the values are there. If you haven't been to Green Bay, please come visit and see how incredibly good and kind the people are who live here. People here want, they love that sense of community, and they want people to feel welcome here. I think exactly what you said, we've got to get back to those conversations, because once we do that, we'll find that we share those values and we'll move things in the right direction.
But if you're coming here today, at least in the short run, and you're going through Rosendale.
Stop. Slow down.
The bridge is out in Rosendale. The bridge is out. You cannot traverse north through Rosendale. And it's a Packer home opener this weekend.
Oh, so take Highway 41. Go all the way.
I took it all the way into Rosendale.
No.
And then I had to take it north, which actually really didn't divert me badly, but I took country roads into Oshkosh, got back on 41, and here I am in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. WGBW, Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 finds me in the WGBW studios. I got a fine co-host, she's co-deviling, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, and Civic Media's own Pete Schwaba. He's going to fill in for me tomorrow. Got a little speechifying on Saturday, but going to the cabin. Pete Schwaba joins us next. Pete, you're going to like him. You're going to like all the fine hosts right here on Civic Media. Just get to know him and then tell everyone you know. More Devil's Advocates live on the road.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Slight chance for scattered showers tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows level off around 61. Winds out of the east around 5 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 76. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 60. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, live on the road again, Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's so beautiful, and I hear nice things about the airport as well. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is co-deviling with me today. Dom traveling to somewhere fun and exciting. And we got a fine guest who's joined us here in the WGBW studios. He's Civic Media's own Pete Schwaba. And Pete, man, I've asked you to step in and fill in for me tomorrow so I can sneak out a day early, go on a little early weekend hiatus. Pete, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here. And I've never been called something where I've been someone's own. Even in the Schwaba family, it's not he's our own, Pete Schwaba. So it's nice.
Who do you belong to then, Pete?
I don't know. I'm kind of a maverick. I'm a drifter.
The mayor's here. I tell you what, mayor, if you can bear with us 1 second, we'll come and let you in. Current mayor Eric Engrich, our next fine guest. But, Pete, you're filling in tomorrow. What are you doing in the meantime?
We're going to talk. I know I can't compete with Dom and Crute, or Kristen for that matter, in politics. So we're going to talk a little entertainment. That's kind of my background. And so we'll talk summer blockbuster. We'll talk about what people are watching. And oh my God,
Crute's about to get arrested.
they're holding up the handcuffs at this point. I tell you what, I better let the mayor in. Talk to my friend Kristen Lyerly for just a minute. What's tomorrow going to look like? I'm going to let the mayor in today. Bear with me.
So we'll talk a little entertainment. We'll talk. I am fascinated by. I don't know if this happens with you, Kristen. When you sit down and watch something. You spend 15 minutes surfing Hulu, then HBO, then Apple TV.
Yes.
I want to find out what people are watching. I want to provide a service to help people find good stuff to watch, whether it's movies, streaming, whatever. That's kind of my background. I've written movies. I've written some TV. And so I'm very passionate about that.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
But you're right. Everybody has that experience where, like, what is it that makes you go all in on something finally after you've looked at everything?
You can spend an hour looking for something to watch. It's kind of ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So that's a service I provide. I hope to provide it tomorrow. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I want to hear you loud and clear, man.
Yeah.
Make it sexy for the radio audience.
And Mike did not threaten me, but... He did intimidate me. He said, don't you ever lose one listener. So people have to tune in tomorrow.
That's not really what I said. The standard here is literally don't crap the bed, please.
Yeah, well, there's no bed in here, and I haven't had fiber. I've been eating nothing but cheese for 3 weeks.
You know, Mino is susceptible to sleeping on the couch to the point where he got an apartment upstairs just so he could crash after the early morning show.
Must be nice. I'll have to bum his key off him or something and take a little snooze tomorrow. But we'll do that. I'm going to have some great guests. I'm going to have Rob Thomas from the Capital Times.
Oh, that'll be
He'll
great.
He'll be on talking movies. I have a writing partner named Greg Liana. He's got two new movies about ready to be out there. So we'll talk to Greg a little bit and just have a great discussion. We'll play a game called Guess the Scene. We'll play a scene and see if people can call in and guess what movie that's from.
And, you can't handle the truth. And it's the only one I know.
I guess I'll have to find another one now. no, but Dom and Crute, I know I can't really – totally fill in for those guys, but, you know, Mike, you gave me a great idea. Maybe we'll do a political movie thing where people can call in and talk about their favorite political movies. So it'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to argue with oneself. You need a partner to argue. Although, you know, I found a way to do it. Folks, Devil's Advocates radio show. Fine guest Pete Schwabe, Civic Media's own. He's going to fill in for me, and I suspect we might see more of Pete on the Civic Media dial coming soon. Kristen Lyerly co-deviling with me here from WGBW on the road in Green Bay. And Pete, tell me something. Why do you love this town, man? Marinette specifically is where your family lives. But
correct.
What's so great about this part of the state?
I mean, first of all, the people, you know, that's an easy answer, 100%. But it's true. You pull over here, you have car trouble, people pull over to help you. I mean, it's still, there's this great sense of community. The weather is phenomenal. I'm lying.
but it is in the summer.
Summer and fall are great.
And we embrace the winter.
And we embrace the winter, and it's a lot cheaper to live here. I lived in L.A. for 15 years. I lived in Chicago before that. This is a very affordable area to live in with nice people. I mean, you can't go wrong. Can't go wrong with that. There's a great art community up here too that a lot of people don't know about, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I love it.
And I heard there's Packers, something about the Packers. Does that just dominate almost every conversation in this community?
It does. And I'll
tell
you,
at this time of year, at least.
At this time of year, and I was born in Chicago. I will confess to being a Bear fan.
Get out.
And I know.
Nice knowing you, Pete.
when I moved to Marinette in junior high, I did not realize how much people hated the Bears. I took more abuse than anybody did, exaggerating for effect, but it was horrible. So they're very passionate fans, though. It's a great rivalry. I love talking about it. A lot of my good friends are Packer fans. So, and you guys have pretty much owned us for the last 30 years.
Yeah,
so. And I still live here despite that. So that should say something about the area, right?
It's not much of a rivalry. Pete Schwabe going to fill in for me, going to fill in for the Devil's Advocates this Friday. Give him a chance. More of an entertainment-centric show.
Yeah.
Pete, what else you got for us today, man?
What else do I have for you today?
I'm going to start digging in on your politics. You don't want that.
You can dig in on my politics. I'm an open book, Mike. I'm here to serve, whatever that means. You guys had a great discussion going before. Now I feel like I come in and talk about movies, but we'll talk summer blockbuster too tomorrow because that was the Barbenheimer, Barbie movie.
I haven't seen either.
I saw both, and I can share my thoughts.
Strong
tomorrow,
preference.
No, I liked them both. I didn't love either one of them. I saw the Barbie trailer, and I wanted to run to the theater. Like, it had that great energy. I thought it was going to be like the Brady Bunch movie a little bit, which was really funny. But it wasn't. It was a very good movie, but I wanted to laugh more.
I feel a little torn about the Barbie movie.
Do you?
Okay. Not going to lie.
Worst movie you saw all year?
Meg 2.
Like the big shark?
The big shark. Uh-huh. I went with my wife and two kids. We saw it, and it was just like, the only thing that could have saved it is if there was no dialogue. It's kind of fun to watch, but the language is so... There was a line in there where the guy escapes the shark, and he's like, that was a close call. And the other guy goes, too close. I'm like, wow, somebody came up with that genius dialogue. I think it was written by AI. I don't know, but it was a really bad movie. And I liked all the actors and the visuals, but it was pretty bad.
Pete Schwabe filling in for the Devil's Advocates tomorrow, GBW's own. You'll see more Pete Schwabe or hear him on the radio more frequently. Pete, thanks for coming around today.
Thanks a lot, you guys. Tune in tomorrow. It'll be fun.
Come back. Stick around today because I got the mayor of Green Bay. He is Eric Gingrich, and I got a fine co-devil. She is Dr. Kristen Lyerly, live on the road. Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. Come back. I know you will.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. We're hearing from some of the Farmingdale High School students involved in today's deadly crash in New York. One of their charter buses crashed into a ditch, killing one person and injuring dozens more.
I heard, like, a lot of my friends, like, they're all critically injured. Like, one of my friends, her face, she sent us a picture. Her face is all bloody.
It's unclear what caused the crash. Some members of Congress are questioning Ukraine's request for more military aid. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
There are concerns over how the money is being spent, as Zelensky just fired six defense ministers for corruption. But Democrats and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell are committed to continuing the aid.
There's a new proposal to try and end a big auto workers' strike. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert's in Detroit.
That proposal from Stellantis, the parent firm of Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, they're discussing it with the UAW today. Talks are also ongoing with Ford and GM.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Generac is getting a $4.5 million grant and land worth almost $2 million from Beaver Dam.
Those are incentives from the city for Generac to build a plant in Dodge County. They also have an option to buy more land for future expansion. The project aims to start construction later this year and create jobs for up to 400 people. Generac operates five facilities in Wisconsin, which include their corporate headquarters and a plant near Waukesha, as well as plants in Eagle, Whitewater, Jefferson, and Oshkosh. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
Democrats in the state capitol are seeking a larger financial commitment from the Milwaukee Brewers owner before agreeing to allocate taxpayer funds for American Family Field. Team executives met with Democratic lawmakers this week following the Republican proposal to use $600 million of taxpayer money for stadium renovations. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, a Thursday edition, Friday Eve, on the road again, Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 brings us to beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. I've got Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She's co-devlin in Dom's absence, unexcused probably. And we got a fine guest here in the WGBW studios. He is the mayor of Green Bay, the current mayor. That's the important one, because Mayor Eric Gingrich, since you became mayor, this city was named, what, the most livable city in America?
Number one, right? And we've known that for a long time.
As a dramatic improvement over the prior administration, right?
No.
Who will be joining us after we get off the
air?
Yeah,
Jim, Jim Schmidt coming a little bit later. The former Green Bay mayor. Eric, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I forget, I feel like I saw you at the DBW, some recent convention. Great town. We love it here. This is a very important city, but a little bit redder than I would hope, sir. How do we turn Green Bay, how do we turn Greater Brown County a little bit bluer?
Yeah, I mean, the city proper has been progressive for some time. You know, when you look at in November election returns and things of that nature, and who is typically supported by by our electorate. You know, the rest of the county is a little bit of a different story, but you see that, you know, in many places. But no, we've been, you know, trying to do some good things in the city of Green Bay, especially in terms of, you know, activating the voters of all kinds, right, and just making democracy as accessible as possible to people on both sides of the aisle and in between. Yeah, you know, you have that dynamic, I think, between between cities and suburban surrounding communities oftentimes, and Brown County is kind of a similar dynamic.
Eric, you must be doing something right. I understand you earned recent re-election, sir.
Yeah, back in April was elected to my second term, and so happy about that. Obviously, it was a little bit of a fight, you know, kind of a, which is not unexpected in a community like ours. There are a lot of eyes on us, not just in the state, but kind of around the country. And so the mayoral race received probably more attention than it deserved in some respects. But yeah, happy to come through with the victory.
Mayor Eric Gingrich, beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. What was your platform? What got you over the edge, sir?
It's pretty meat and potatoes kind of stuff, right? It's making investments in public safety, making sure that we need to do what's appropriate for our infrastructure, roads and bridges, things of that nature, and just, you know, moving the community forward, making it clear that Green Bay is an open and welcoming place. If we're interested in growing, it's going to be by welcoming new faces to town and continuing to diversify. You know, that's something that has been a little bit difficult for some folks to adjust to. But we just got to be, you know, proud of our values and proud of the fact that Green Bay is a community that's known to be welcoming, especially on Sundays during football season, right? Green Bay is known as a place where you want to go, irrespective of who you're cheering for. And to me, that's something that can be extended throughout the year, and it's a value that we need to live. So that was also something that we focused on.
Well, I've been to Lambeau many times, a beautiful place to watch a football game. They usually win there. Downtown Green Bay, until we invested, until we became the owners of WGBW and I started looking for some real estate in this town, I was less aware of the investment and the revitalization, at least from my perspective, of this downtown district. Eric, how important is that, not just Lambeau, but also this downtown to the image of Green Bay?
Yeah, it's hugely important. You know, downtown is really the heart of this community. And Mayor Schmidt, you know, spent a lot of time and energy revitalizing our downtown. The City Deck, which is obviously just on the backside of this building, was really an important step in terms of reorienting ourselves towards the Fox and towards the Bay and all the natural resources that were taken for granted for so many years here. To be on the river is a huge amenity that there's just no way to recreate, right? And so we've seen a lot of positive development over the last decade or decade and a half. As a result, a lot of private investment, but also public investment from the city and the state and the federal government. So we're just focused on continuing a lot of that progress. In the next phase, you know, there's a lot of housing that's on the river here, but we need even more of it, especially with the transition with a lot of central business districts towards this idea of kind of a central social district, right, where you don't necessarily have the number of 9-to-5 jobs that we once did. We're very fortunate that we have Schreiber headquarters right across the street. Associated Bank is also headquartered here. A lot of small businesses, obviously, doing work down here too, but we need downtown to be even more of a kind of a genuine neighborhood. And so that's been our focus of late. And we've got some developments. Hopefully we're going to get some news, some good news on in the next couple months, but wanting to continue adding to it.
Mayor Eric Gingrich, Green Bay. Mayor Gingrich, housing, you pointed out, I think we struggle, and I've seen this across the state, affordable housing. If the citizens can't afford to live in the community they choose to live in, well, then they're forced farther out,
right,
or into a rural part or into some other community. Obviously, you talk about some development in the works. How big a problem is this in the local area? What is the cost of housing spiraling like it might be in Madison or Dane County? How bad is it here, sir?
Yeah, I mean, it's all relative, right? I mean, our housing prices are not to the level that you see in Dane County. But they have exploded in comparison to what they look like pre-pandemic, right? Which is, you know, happening all across the country. And unfortunately, supply is not keeping up with demand the way that we'd like it to. But there, too, we're really focused on producing as much as we possibly can. We've got a couple of affordable housing developments that are moving forward. One is a partnership with Brown County United Way. So they're relocating their headquarters and creating kind of a neighborhood house concept on the first floor of an affordable housing development, just on the kind of our near east side, close to East High School. So there you're going to see, I think it's 43 units. A lot of that is affordable. We also have a Bay City Lofts project a little bit farther out east in partnership with Lutheran Social Services on the first level over there. We have just across the river over in our rail yard district, about, I think it's over 238 units being produced right now. But, you know, it feels like it's never enough, right? We got to keep developing as quickly as we possibly can, because there was a huge stretch of time, especially right after 2008 and the housing crash, where there just was not enough housing development occurring for a whole host of economic reasons. And as a nation, we just have not kept up and kept pace. And so, you know, there are needs all across the economic spectrum, from very low income to luxury level. But those that suffer most, obviously, are those who can't access housing at all. You know, and unfortunately, we have, you know, a number of homeless individuals in this community. And so that's where it's most obviously felt, and where the biggest critical need is.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show live on the road, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Green Bay Mayor Eric Gingrich in the WGBW studios. And my fine co-devil for the day is Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She is one of your constituents. I might let her loose on you in just a moment.
Sounds good.
My question, though, are you funding all this development with downtown parking tickets, Mayor? Because I've received a few in your fine town.
I've heard some of those concerns from you and from Mino.
A couple of old guys like us always complaining about something.
You know, there's an app that you can download on your phone, and it makes it pretty simple and straightforward. So we can maybe offline, I'll show you how to download that from the App Store.
I'm probably getting ticketed as we're speaking right now, Mayor.
I know a guy.
Right.
Oh, I hear you do, Kristen.
Right. Not me either. That's somebody else. I can't take care of them.
Kristen, any questions for your mayor?
Well, yeah. You know, I grew up in Kaukauna, so not far from here, and we would come to Green Bay, and it was a very different Green Bay back in the day.
Right.
And I lived in Madison after I went to college, and when I made a decision to move back up here, I thought to myself, I don't know if Green Bay has what I need. I'm used to coffee shops and places where I can get kind of, you know, alternative-y kind of food and entertainment and culture. And I was blown away by what I saw when I came here. And I've never felt more comfortable. And it was really the feel. It was the people that made me want to stay. It's just home. What's your vision for the future? What happens next?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more of that, right? I mean, we talked a lot about housing. It's more housing. It's more amenities. It's continuing to send that message to all people of goodwill that this is a place for you. You know, if you're interested in doing good and developing this community in a positive fashion, like, we want you here. We want you plugging in. And that's also the really nice thing about Green Bay. I spent some time down in Madison. That's where I went to school and really loved Madison. But it's tough to get involved, right? It's like a competitive election for a neighborhood association down in Madison. And here it's a little bit more accessible, especially in terms of, you know, getting involved with a border commission or in an authority with the city of Green Bay. And so that's what I think a lot of people feel encouraging, is that you don't need to know somebody to get involved. We're looking for all folks who want to make
even
a
Bears
difference.
Fans, Eric. Even Bears,
even
fans.
Bears fans. Yeah, we've got a few in City Hall. Yeah. So even Bears fans, they're welcome to participate, as long as, you know, you kind of leave that stuff at home, right?
Yeah.
Eric Gingrich, the mayor of Green Bay, Wisconsin. Dr. Kristen Lyerly, my fine co-devil for the day. Eric, I understand the former president of the United States might have a little bit of an outstanding bill to your fine community, and I have seen him speak here many times in the past.
Right.
And I suspect as we turn towards the election year, we might see the former president come here with intent to campaign again. What would be the policy in this regard, sir, if there's a past due bill? Will he be welcome to local facilities?
Well, I mean, I don't know that he was the only candidate, right, that hasn't paid his bills. Unfortunately, that's something that has been true of a few folks. And yeah, if anybody...
Tell me it's not Bernie.
Yeah, I don't think so. And I'd have to check with our former former chief of staff, who's now our city clerk, Celestine Jeffries, was really tracking this at one time, and there were a number of candidates who had not paid their full freight. Yeah, obviously we'd love to have, you know, a bunch of presidential candidates come to town again, but that stuff does not come without a cost. There's a lot of public safety resources that are devoted to making sure that candidates and supporters and protesters, you know, are able to stay safe. And we'd love for everybody to just pay that bill.
Eric, what about a plain old Packer Sunday? Noon game coming this weekend. I believe the Saints in town.
Yep.
What does that look like on the city's resources just to accommodate this glut of fans and tailgaters and even the teams, because you got to keep them safe? What sort of demand on resources is an average Packer Sunday?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. I mean, it's hundreds of officers and firefighters who are devoted to that effort every Sunday. And thankfully, you know, we've got a really good relationship with the Packers, and they reimburse the city for the costs that are associated with making sure that everybody stays safe. But it's an enormous undertaking, and it's a little bit more of a stress on the department, PD in particular, than it has been in the past, simply because there's a little bit of a culture shift going on with younger generations of officers, where they're not necessarily as interested in racking up overtime as maybe some of the older folks were. There's more of a priority placed on spending time with your family and friends and
how dare they?
Yeah, right.
No, I tease.
But it's it's a huge commitment from our officers and firefighters. But we're able to make it work because of their dedication and also because of the support from the Packers organization themselves.
Historically, are any NFL fans worse than others?
Oh, the Vikings, yeah.
Viking fans, really? Yeah. Why them?
No question. That's a very subjective opinion of mine, but
I'd like to double down on that.
Right? You've got some experience over in Minnesota, right? Mm-hmm. So you probably can relate to that. They just tend to be a little bit more obnoxious than the...
Careful, we're playing on KTNF 950 AM, the progressive voice of Minneapolis right now.
We welcome them all.
But we love you.
Yeah, we love you, you know, coming to town and spending your money. But you could afford to be a little more polite, Vikings fans.
Other than Packer games, are there any more big fall events? You know, I'm looking at like Oktoberfest, Mayor. What should we make sure to come back and see before we round out the Fall and Love Tour 2023, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there are a couple of Oktoberfest events going on right on the city deck. I want to say this weekend, Hagemeister has something coming up. We've also got at least another Ignite Market, I want to say October 14th. Underneath the Mason Street Bridge, which is kind of a cool space for it as well. Yeah, and New Pride is not in the city of Green Bay, but at the Brown County Fairgrounds. That's a great regional event that's also coming up here. But the fall obviously is a great time to visit, not just for a football game, but all kinds of stuff going on downtown.
The color is just starting to turn in this area. It's beautiful,
that's right,
up here.
Yeah, indeed it is.
Green Bay Mayor Eric Gingrich, thank you so much for joining us here in the WGBW studios, downtown Green Bay. This is your city. If I don't get a parking ticket today, I'll be very, very happy, and I will say nothing but very nice things about it. Thank you so much, sir. We'll have you back real, real soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Folks, come on back with the Devil's Advocates, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, my fine co-devil, I guess we're calling her. You could be a part, though, 844-967-2789. Join us on the road again. Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
The journey to a smoke-free life can be difficult. Kick the habit with the help of Vape Walkie. Vape Walkie isn't just a vape shop, they're a community, and their knowledgeable staff can assist you in finding the perfect products to suit your needs. With a wide variety of vaping products at the best prices, they cater to everyone from novices to cloud enthusiasts. Mention this ad and join the rewards program to receive 100 free points when you sign up. Vape Walkie, 215 Oakton Avenue, Suite C in Pewaukee. Call 262-696-6620 or log on to vapewalkie.com to find more.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands, seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota Style 12 Grain, Multigrain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads. Baking our best for you.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 61
tonight
under overcast skies with a slight chance for scattered showers. Winds out of the east around 5 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers, highs around 76. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 60. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
On the road again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. On the road again. Hometown Tour 2023. Fall in love. Well, that's easy. And we got to find Co-Devil filling in for Dominic. He's traveling with his beautiful wife, Steffi. They're out Rocky Mountain High and somewhere. But I've got Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She's here with me in the WGBW studios. We've got some more fine guests coming up in hour two, including the former mayor of this city. That's Jim Schmidt and his partner in crime, John Mino. They do Mino and the Mayor right here on WGBW, 6 to 8 a.m. each weekday morning. And the current mayor of Green Bay, a fine guest here on the show. Appreciate you coming around, Eric Gingrich. I teased him. I said, hey, you and Jim Schmidt, have you guys ever arm wrestled? The former mayor and the current mayor? I'm just curious if they ever, you know, fought for supremacy.
Yeah, well, Mayor Gingrich had an answer.
He said, I would win an arm wrestle. I would like to see that
Look
play out.
Look at him out there, he's flexing.
I would like to see that play out for us here this evening in the WGBW studios. We're going to have a good time here. I'm going to stay in this town tonight, and I'm going to enjoy the commiserating with the people. If you'd like to be amongst the people, come on down. The city deck's going to be hopping by 6 o'clock when this show wraps up, and I'll buy you a beer or some other cold beverage of your choice. You know, I brought a few bucks. We'll figure it out.
Nice.
Come on down Washington Street, the WGBW studios downtown. Don't get here too early. Got to do a radio show with my fine co-devil, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, till 6 o'clock. Kristen.
Yes.
Where was I going next? Oh.
I don't know.
Not the airport. Just for a moment. It's a digression for a moment. But what is the big deal about the airport here?
Oh, at Gate B2, there's foosball and cornhole. Also, there's a lint roller in case, you know, your pet came along with you.
Are you implying I've got a little bit of my dog hair on right now?
Need no, a lint but roller? Like, what airport has a lint roller that says, please use our lint roller if you have dog hair on you? Or which other airport sets out chips and salsa on Cinco de Mayo just for people to just take as their getting to their gate?
You traveled, obviously, on May 5th this year, did you?
Yes.
Now, did you plan it around the anticipated free chips and salsa? Austin Strobel, you're referencing this airport here locally?
Yes. The gate agent, as we were boarding, said to us, I'd like you all to take a Hershey's Kiss as you get on the plane to celebrate the birth of my first grandson. And everyone just, you know, applauded and gave her hugs. It was just adorable. It's a beautiful little airport. It is just like Green Bay.
Just like Green Bay. This is a lovely little town. My understanding, the best place to live here in the entire United States of America.
It is.
Now, this is a city we talked about just briefly, about 105,000. But the county's bigger. Brown County, about triple that population, I believe, just under 300,000, I think, the population of the greater county. And what people don't realize is this Fox River, and we're here literally on the Fox River, the city deck we keep referencing is on the Fox River, mm-hmm. And the Radnitschke Bridge is right out here. It's very iconic. When you see the Monday Night Football and they've lit up the skyline and the bridges are lit up, when you look in the back, that's the city deck. And we're in the front of this building, the WGBW studios and facilities. It's a great place to go. It's a great place to party. I've done this. I partied with the former mayor, Jim Schmidt. If I can only get the current mayor to go party with us, maybe later this evening.
I bet we could talk him into it.
I don't know Eric as well as Jim.
I'll work it.
He's your mayor. I'm just the interloper in this town.
If you're talking about the bridge, don't forget to mention that the other bridge is the Bart Starr Bridge. It was dedicated just a couple of years ago. And one of the bridges, they light up with the opposing team's colors. And the other bridge, they light up with the Packer colors.
And some find that quite offensive. Like when the Bears are coming to town and they see the black and the orange. And that's the Bart Starr Bridge that gets the other team colors, isn't it? Because we get the home team here on the Nitschke Bridge.
I think you're right. People avoid the Starr Bridge.
Like they don't want to drive down the bridge.
Bad juju.
Lit in the other team's colors.
I mean, do you?
No, absolutely not. I'd drive around the whole city if I had. I would not do that. It's a fine city. You can drive through it. Just avoid, you know, the Starr Bridge. Just take the Nitschke Bridge. That's the WGBW 97.9 FM bridge. We're here in the studios. We'll talk a few more politics in the 5 o'clock happy hour. There's a reason we're here. Now, technically, this is Mike Gallagher's district.
It is.
And he is, what, a Marine, former Marine.
So they say, yes.
But what else can you tell me about this guy? Because I've invited him on the Devil's Advocates radio show, and we don't bite, and he won't come around. You know, they've acknowledged the invitation. They just haven't accepted it so much.
We don't really see a lot of Congressman Gallagher here either. He's really busy with the China thing.
The China thing? What?
And climbing cell towers.
Now, that's the ironic thing. Isn't he against the infrastructure bill? And when he went climbing the cell tower and he, you know, he talked about, oh, I want to bet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would have bet that, you know, you would have seen the value in voting for infrastructure investment for your constituents. I would have thought that's good local politics.
Yes.
But he didn't actually vote for the infrastructure bill.
No.
He just went out there and what, climbed a tower and tried to take a little credit? Isn't that stolen valor in some way, shape, or form?
I think it is. That just does not feel like the spirit of Green Bay, the spirit of the people that he represents.
And do you know of a Democratic opponent yet for Mike Gallagher in the race? Have we had any public announcements as far as you're aware?
We have had no public announcements, but there are a lot of rumblings. So I think we are going to hear some pretty exciting news in the months to come.
Well, that'd be awesome because my understanding in the 8th CD, we're in the 8th here, right? That's Mike Gallagher's district.
Mm-hmm.
No opponent 2 years ago.
Yeah.
No opponent. And Glenn Grothman, I drove through much of Glenn's district. Hell, I got a cabin in Glenn's district. Glenn also did not face a political opponent. No Democrat ran. Wasn't like someone got wiped out in the primary. All you got to do is run and qualify for the ballot. It did a couple thousand signatures.
It's really hard. It's
to qualify?
No, it's really, it because of the gerrymandering, it feels, I think Democrats feel oppressed. They feel like there's no hope. Like, what's the point when the odds are so stacked against you?
Better candidates, better ideas. That's what Robin Voss always likes to tell us.
Mm-hmm.
Come back with us. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, live on the road again. Fall in Love Tour, Hometown Tour 2023. I've got Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She's co-deviling with me. And I hope you're sticking around, right?
Hour two. Happy to. Yeah, you're buying beer, right?
Excellent. Yes, definitely. I will buy, at least for a while, till my wallet runs out of money. But that won't be for a while. Come on down. I might even buy you a beer. Come on down to the Green Bay Studios. We're going to have a good time today. Like, meet the people in each town we go to. There's a reason we're here. This is a very important part of the state. And politically, we're going to turn it bluer all the time. The Happier Happy Hour. Your phone calls, they could be a part. 844-96-PARTY.
All right. Thank you very much.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different.
brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And